Katharine Graham, the former chairman of the Washington Post, is being remembered as a courageous newspaper publisher and a force on the Washington political and social scenes. Graham died yesterday from injuries after she fell while attending a business conference in Sun Valley, Idaho. She was 84 years old. Graham began her career in 1939 writing lighthearted editorials for the Post, which was then her father's newspaper. In her 1997 Pulitzer Prize-winning memoir, Graham wrote that before she took over as publisher, she thought of herself as mostly a doormat wife. David Halberstam met Graham in 1963. He was a reporter for the New York Times, and she had just become the publisher of the Washington Post, a job Graham assumed after her husband Philip committed suicide.
I thought she was interesting, strong, she didn't know it yet, and curious. I think that was a great quality to her.
But Halberstam said Graham faced steep challenges.
It was a very difficult time for her. She was just taking over the properties and finding out that people did not think that Phil Graham had been a great publisher. She thought anything he did would be wonderful, and she started checking around with people who were professional journalists, only to find that their estimation of the professionalism of the Post was really rather marginal.
Graham would change that. Under her guidance and against the advice of her lawyers, the Washington Post printed the Pentagon Papers, a secret study of the Vietnam War, and the newspaper led the way on Watergate, the story that's now synonymous with investigative reporting. Ben Bradley was executive editor of the Post during Watergate. He says it took tremendous courage for Graham to stand behind the story that brought down Richard Nixon.
Look who was against the Post in Watergate. A lot of her friends, Secretary of State, never mind the president and all the people around him. That takes guts to decide that you go one way while they're telling you you can.
Graham said in a 1997 interview with NPR's Linda Wertheimer that she never saw herself as tough.
I didn't view it as toughness. You know, I'm really not very tough. But if you're cornered, you have no choice but to fight. I didn't like fights, it's true. I mean, they scared me. It wasn't till I had to do it that I did it. So I'm not saying I bravely took on the world or anything.
But you did.
Well, when forced to the wall, yeah.